Morning, Robbie. How are you?
Good morning, boys. How are you doing on this wonderful Friday morning?
We're as good as we can be, mate. As good as we can be.
Good. I know how good you are. It's Friday.
Oh, it's all of
you're
a sudden
lying.
No sleep and energy comes from absolutely nowhere on a Friday. So bring it on. Week two of the Premier League with crowds. Just, you know, forgotten. I know we mentioned it on Monday, Robbie, but just to see them back, oh, and what it adds, how good is it? But certainly the game of note is Arsenal and Chelsea, isn't it? And particularly for Arsenal, who are already under pressure.
Yeah, it certainly is. And like I said in the first week, I did an article in the Sunday Telly where I thought the start for Arsenal was crucial for Mikel Arteta. Otherwise, he could be under pressure. And, of course, a woeful performance. At Brentford sees him under real pressure, and it doesn't come very well. He doesn't get an easier game in the second one, does he? As you just mentioned, the pick of the fixtures, I think there's two that stand out. It's Arsenal v Chelsea as number one. Of course, Chelsea with Lukaku, probably not going to start, but will feature from the bench. But with the likes of Timo Werner and Havertz, Mason Mount, I think they're going to be far too strong for Arsenal. I think it'll be close still. I don't think it'll be a whitewash like a lot of people are saying, but I do believe Chelsea will win it. The other fixture, I think, that stands out, which is not one you would pick in recent years, but because of the form and the emergence of both these clubs, that it is a fixture that stands out, and it's West Ham up against Leicester. Both these sides won in their opening game last week, if you want to put it like that. And I think that's an outstanding fixture as well. Can't split them. I think it might be a draw in that one, but I think with the likes of Vardy, and Antonio for West Ham, I think there will be goals in it.
Robbie, I want your opinion on what can Harry Kane do anything? Like the situation at the moment, he's obviously waiting for other people to not determine his future or his career, but even getting back out on the pitch. Is he sitting there saying, mate, I want to play. I actually don't care what team. I want some football. Or is it him? Is he the reason he's not playing at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think it's him. And in this world, it'll be his agents as well. They're pushing Spurs for that obvious move to Manchester City. And they've got till the 31st of August to do it. But at the moment, he's not playing any football. And that's not good for Harry Kane. And he's got to be very careful. Because if it all falls through and he doesn't go to City, he's going to have to stay at Spurs. And you know what dressing rooms are like. Yeah. You know, we know it's Harry Kane. It's England captain. It's Tottenham captain.
Why wouldn't he just be playing, though, until he left?
Because it's a statement. And it's just the way it works. I don't agree with it either. But also, what we don't know, and we're not hearing, is he might be stood down by the manager.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the manager, with all the speculation, the manager may have made a decision that, you know, Kane's made it obvious, and his agent said he wants to go to Manchester City, so therefore I'm not going to play with him, because in all likelihood, he's not going to be here, and he doesn't want to be here, so... That is another scenario, so it might not be Harry Kane.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Rob, when Ange Postecoglou signed with Celtic, a lot of supporters, I suppose, you know, they were wanted a bigger manager, so to speak, and they were surprised with the decision. But it seems as though now, after he's won a couple of games, they're falling in love with his style of footy.
Well, you know what fans are like. They're, you know, if you're winning, they soon jump on the bandwagon and... it was a massive move for Australian football that Ange Postecoglou went to Celtic. The first appointment at a club of that size of an Australian coach. And, yeah, he's turned the corner. Look, he was unlucky in their first game in the opening round where they lost, I think they lost 2-1, but they completely dominated the game. They did lose in the Champions League qualifier very narrowly as well to Michelin. But in the league... In the second game, they blitzed Dundee in typical Ange Postecoglou fashion, 6-0. You know, unbelievable display. Now, you might say it's only Dundee, but still the manner in which they played and starved the ball from Dundee and put 6 goals past them was unbelievable. And then, of course, they're looking to get into the Europa competition, which is the one just below the Champions League, and they've beaten AZ Alkmaar from Holland by 2-0 with a second leg still to play next week, but that gives them a nice 2-goal buffer, and it was a very, very good performance again. And the one thing standing out from an Australian point of view, which is very, very positive, it's not only the performance of Ange as the Australian coach, but it's Tommy Rogic, who was out of favour last season, but he's back in and starring. 2 assists against AZ Alkmaar, got a goal himself in that 6-0 thrashing of Dundee, and he's playing very, very well. And that's good news for the Socceroos, who do have, well, we don't hear about it much because we won't be playing any games at home, but we've got a World Cup qualifier coming up in a couple of weeks where we'll be playing our home game in Qatar.
Talked about the A-League, Robbie. Is it time for them to start looking at a plan B to take games out of New South Wales because of all the restrictions we've got going on here?
Well, Clarkey, it's not time to. They should be already. That yeah. should already be happening.
Yeah, okay.
Because, and it's a good point you bring up. I was thinking about this actually last night, about the start of the A-League, you know, down for October 30th. Best case scenario is maybe games could be played in New South Wales, but you would be very brave if you thought there was going to be crowds. Yeah. Maybe by that stage. Look, who knows where we're going to be at? I mean, it's not getting any better at the moment, is it? It's only getting worse. We're nearly, you know, we're towards the back end of August, so yeah, they should be planning something, which is unfortunate, but it's unfortunate for all the sports who've had to do that. The rugby league had to do it again this season. But you just worry for the A-League that they don't really have the, you know, the financial capacity of the NRL or the AFL to keep on doing this. So it would be a worry, but I know there's good men in charge of the A-League. We know now that it's run independently from the FA. So it'll be interesting to follow. So there's a lot of interesting things coming up locally, if you want to put it like that, with Socceroos not being able to play at home and the A-League already under threat, although it is an October 30 kickoff. So, we, you know, you can't definitely, well, you can't rule out anything at this stage one way or another, given the situation with COVID. But certainly locally, disruption. Well, at the very least, we do know that the Socceroos won't be playing home games this year and probably not for another half a year next year, the way we're going. So that's makes the road tougher for the Socceroos to qualify for the next World Cup in Qatar.
Robbie, thank you so much.
Oh, he's multi.
Do you want a multi?
Oh, yeah, we've got to get a multi. Yep.
You've got to get a multi. Well, look, you may say this is obvious, but you want a winning multi, don't you?
Yes.
I think it's paying about $4, but it stands out to me that the top four, who didn't all win, three of them won, but Man City lost to Tottenham, but the top four are what we all think is going to be the top four this season, should win this weekend. Liverpool at home to Burnley, got them down as winners. I've got City to beat newcomers Norwich, and I've got Chelsea to beat, as we talked about, Arsenal, and the other one was, who's the other one?
Man United
are playing at Southampton, my old club. I think they'll get a win. So those four, the big four clubs to get wins. I think it's paying around $4, Gerard.
$3.63 for those four, Roberto. Yep.
Well, that's not bad.
That'll do the job.
Well, let's hope it comes in. How's Laurie's multis going?
Next question.